عرشة is لإيكار الدين has to be read before Rosh Hashanah. מדינה דגמרה. מדינה דגמרה is that before Rosh Hashanah you have to read the Toichecha of Sefer Dvarim, which is Parshas Kitavai, and before Shavuos you have to read the Toichecha of Mishnah of Sefer Vayikra, which is Parshas B'chukaisa. Tosfos says we always try to make a hefsek between the Kriyas HaToichecha and Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos, having Parshas Nitzavim or Parshas Bamidbar in between. But it's Meikar Adin that has to be read before Rosh Hashanah. What's the reason? So Gemara says, Tich Leshana V'kid Loisel, Toch Leshana U'bir Choisel. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. The Bria is renewed on Rosh Hashanah. In the renewal of the Bria, we finish off the old year with the Toichecha, we say Tich Leshana and the Klolos, and Toch Leshana with the Brachas. Now there's there's another deep idea in Tich Leshana V'kid Loisel and Toch Leshana V'bir Choisel. When we come to Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah and also on Shavuos, on the level that Shavuos is also Yom Adin, a person has to understand the consequences of his actions and the severity of actions of human beings. Mechad Gisa, a person could look at Maisim of a human being. Ma'anish Kitzis Kerenu, Ben Adam Kitzis Kerenu, who's the human being? What does it make a difference if he does an Aveira, doesn't do an Aveira? What does it make a difference if he's Medakdik on a detail? If when he did Shechita, he Shechted 50.1 of the simonim, or it was only 50, Achmena, a hundredth of a mashu, a chutasayra, the Gemara says, what's the difference between a shchuta and a nevela? No. Why does it make such a difference? Why is it so major? What are the maisim of humanity so important? And if a human being doesn't have aira, why is it so terrible? What's so horrible about it? The answer is, that's why we need to read Parshas Kisavai. That's why we need to read Parshas B'chukosei before we come to Yom Adin. A person has to realize his maisim count very, 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 very serious. Kadosh Baruch Hu created humanity with demands on us. Expectations. We weren't created just to go through life without taking it seriously. Life is dead serious. Very serious. Maisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira Chofshis and our Maisim. But our Maisim are what determine our fate. Whether we're going to be Zoichet, Tich Leshana V'kid Loisel, Toch Leshana V'bir Choisel, depends on our Maisim. And that's what the Toichecha comes to teach us, and that's the important lesson of the Toichecha. Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Re'ei, Re'ei nasat lefanecha hayoim es ha'chaim ves ha'moves es ha'toiv ves ha'ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Re'ei, I've given you Sachaim v'satoiv, samoves v'sara, says the Medrash on that pasuk. It's Medrash Eicha on that pasuk. Says the Medrash, Miyoyim shomar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rei nasat lefanoch hayim sachaim v'samoves v'satoiv v'sara, HaKodesh Baruch Hu does not so to speak, the Lashon and Medrash I have in front of me right now, but the Lashon is over there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the power to human beings in their hands. Ein hara'o yoytze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra doesn't come out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein ha'toiva mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela, the toiva comes to those who do good, and the ra'o comes to those who do bad. Hadohu dechsiv mipi elyon loyseitze harois v'hatoiv. The Pasuk in Eicha says, mipi elyon loyseitze harois v'hatoiv. It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the gzeira of toiv and ra comes. Rather, it comes from us, from human beings. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. The whole yisod of Judaism is a belief in Hashgacha Pratis. We come to Rosh Hashanah, everything is that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the whole world. Malchus Hashem, Malchus, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Of course, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that a person who does good, he will benefit good. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, B'derech HaTeva, that there's the natural rules with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is science has its laws. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that functions according to very precise and detailed scientific laws. The whole world, the whole nature evolves around the laws of science, which are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chukim. Shechakakti b'em shamayim v'aretz. The Torah is also chukim shechakakti b'em shamayim v'aretz. Just like the laws of science can't be changed, the laws of the Torah can't be changed. That means when someone's is mechal Shabbos, he does a malacha d'oraisa on Shabbos, according to the laws of the creation of humanity and of the world, he brings upon himself death. A person who learns Torah, b'omo, b'yegia, is mekayim mitzvah Hashem, brings upon himself, according to the laws of creation, a tremendous blessing. That's what we say in Vahoyim Shemaya twice a day. The Bria is created in a way that the Toiva comes to those who are Oisei Toiva, and the Ra comes to those who are Oisei Ra. In this type of world, of course it makes the whole difference. Just like a person can't say, I'll take one little milligram of cyanide poison, he'll be dead within seconds. What does it make such a difference? Ah, man, what do actions count? What do actions count? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world in a way that if a person takes a certain poison, he'll die instantly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, there's the under trimmings behind the whole physical world, there's a whole humanity, and the whole world is, there's a spiritual essence of the world. The world runs, there's the Bria was Nivra in a way that the Maisim, of course they count. Every action counts, every action does. It's not only the brach on the person and the brach on the whole world, it all depends on the maisim and on the actions of humanity. When we come to Yom HaDin, we have to have that attitude and that realization to the importance of actions, of what's the hashpa of an action, of the actions that we do. Only that we can we come to Yom HaDin. That's why Chazal and Mesader and the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, we have to read Parshas Kisavi before we come to Yom HaDin. And there's something deeper. Which is the Hemshech, it's the same idea, but there's another. A person has to be mekabel upon himself all Malchus Shomayim. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is tamlichuni aleichem. We have to accept upon ourselves the malchut shamayim. And Shavuos, we have to accept upon ourselves all Torah. We have to be mekabel the Torah. Kabbalah Satorah, Kabbalah Tzol Malchus Shemayim of Rosh Hashanah, we accept upon ourselves to be Avodim Ne'monim Nakadosh Baruch Hu, has to be with that attitude. A person is not just judged by his action, but it is the attitude behind his actions. If a person, if there's two people, one person does mitzvahs from a cultural point of view, and another does exact same ma'aseh mitzvah, but not from a cultural point of view, but rather he's mitzuveh and he has to do this. He's doing it because there's a tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is connected to his creator, to his mitzvah, and one is just connected to the tzuras hachaim of his actions. The tachas of Torah of mitzvahs is the connection to our creator who is mitzvah us. Together with the tzivur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who told us to do the Torah and the mitzvahs, he told us the severity of our actions. There has to be Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs. It's lacking the whole Kabbalah's oil unless we appreciate the consequence of our actions. Appreciating and understanding the consequence of our ma'asim gives a whole different attitude to the Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim of Rosh Hashanah. Kabbalah's Ol Torah of Shavuos. Those are the chiyuv. To properly be mekabel malchiyos upon ourselves, it's to derher properly beforehand the Toichicha. In the Toichicha, there's the Arurim. Klal Yisrael split 6 Shvatim on Har Evo, 6 Shvatim on Har Grizim, the Levim in the middle, in between, speaking out the Brochas and the Klalis, and everyone answered a thundering Amen. The last Klalat written in Torah is Or Rasha Leyokim with Divra Torah Zislasi Soysom, V'omar Kolom Amen. What's this Orur Asher LaYokim Yaz Divra Torah Azois? Famous Ramban, he brings a Yerushalmi. What's Asher LaYokim that he won't raise, uphold? Yokim, V'chiyesh Torah Noifeles? Is there a Torah falling? Reb Shimon ben Yokim Oymer Zeh HaChazon. It's the person who goes Hagbah, who raises the Torah. That's the bracha of Baruch Hashem Yokim. He's blessed, and Chas V'Shalom, if he doesn't do it right, he's Orur. The Mara continues the Yishalmi. Domar Rav Yehuda Rav Huni B'Shem Shmuel Al Dovar Azeh on this thing. Kora Yoshio V'Omer Olei Lohokim. Yoshio HaMelech came to this pasuk and he tore Kriya. He says Olei Lohokim. It's up to me to be making. Yeshio came to realize being making the Torah is a tafke that every single individual has. Every single yochid has to raise the Torah. Zeh chazn. These on the most basic level, raising the Torah, picking up the Torah, bringing about that the whole tzibur standing in this marriage will all say Eidus. Zoi Sator Hashem Samoishe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. Say Eidus on the Dvar Hashem. That's one form of upholding the Torah. And then there's in a much more broad sense is bringing Klal Yisrael closer to Limud HaTorah, to keeping Torah. And every single Jew is mechuyev to look around him and say, what can I do for Yiddishkeit? How could I raise the Torah? Every single yochid of Klal Yisrael is chayiv to raise the Torah and to do for the Torah. Ad kedei kach, Yerushalmi continues. Shem Reb Tanchum Bar Chiya, lomad v'limeid, v'shomar v'osa. A person learned and he taught. Shomar, also, Vayosfeke b'yodei lahachzik v'loyehachzik, and he was able to support Torah and to do more for Torah, to teach more Torah, to be marbe more kvod shemayim in the bria, and he didn't. Harei ze bechlal oru. Yoshioa Melech said, since I'm the Melech and I'm able to be making the Torah against the Rishoyim or Mavatr the Torah, it's up to me to do. I have to do it. And Yeshioa made a tremendous overturn in Klal Yisrael. He mamish changed the whole matzv. And in his tkufa, it wasn't a tinoik v'tinoikis. In Klal Yisrael, bodku v'motzu, that from Don up north, ad Be'er Sheva down south, there wasn't a tinek and tinekis that wasn't bucky in Hilchas Tuma v'Tahara, the most hard in the hardest halachas, the shwerest halachas from Tyrus. He brought about such a gewaltig madrig of Limra Torah. He changed Klal Yisrael. He was Mekayim. Baruch Asher Yochim was Divrei Torah Aziz. Every single one of us has to know. Every single yeshiva bocher has to know. He's mechuyev to have a hashpo and to change the generation. How many lomdim are there? 80 years ago this week, Parshas Kisavoy, Yuzayin Elul, 80 years ago, the Nazis came into Poland. The world is a changed world ever since that horrible day. Klal Yisrael, who was so chavuk and davuk in Limud HaTorah, in Yiddishkeit, in such a deep, 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 deep way. We never came back to ourselves. Bichlal, it's a whole different generation. It's all different, different, different generation. You're growing up in a generation you barely know Yidden from before the war. I'm not much older than you, but when I was growing up, the whole older generation were all people from before the war. I grew up, most people in shul, older men in shul had numbers on their arms. All the Rosh Yeshiva learned by the Rosh Yeshivas from before the war. It was all different. Knowing Rosh Yeshivas who learned by the Rosh Yeshivas from before the war, I can't even describe to you. It's all different concept of Godless and Torah. We never came back to ourselves. Shabbos, when I was a bochum ponovich, I used to go eat. And I spent time by Ramichal Feinstein, Rizkarov's Aiden. Ramichal was one of the greatest lomdim, Tamil Chachomim, already in Mir, in Europe, before the war. He said, Kol HaTorah Kula. I remember my grandmother, it was his first cousin. She asked me, what do you enjoy to go so much? She always needs to, like, salvagic figure things out of the suffering. She says, it's Lifshitz, don't you like? I said, name, granny, that's not the point. I said, Baron Michel, I was trying to describe the Benklach, the cheers talk and learning. So she liked the phrase. She listened, she says, but my father, that's the way it was also. Of course. But emotion, that's the way it was. Tamil Chachom from the previous generation, it's not Shaykh, I can't describe it to you. It's soaked up, there was nothing in their lives besides a Shver Rambam with a gewaltig Geschmack and a Havana and a Tosfos. And they call that Torah Kula because their whole life involved around Limud HaTorah. It bothers me so much when I see, with all the descriptions of the times of today, how things look so gewaldig with so many Lomdei HaTorah, and there's going to be 100,000 people in Daf Yomi, in Siyom, etc., etc. people should get excited about all of it. It doesn't come close to Mashu, what Judaism was before the war. There's so many more learned the Torah today. It's so stupid even to remark things that way. Every single shtetl in Poland had Senlecha Shas Yidin vulgaring under the tables. I'm using a lotion from of my wife's grandfather, a Polish Yid, gewalgert unter the Tisch in jede Shtetl, Senlecha Shas Yidin. Literal translation is under the tables in every single shtibel in Poland, yet tens and tens of Yidin who knew Shas of Loshin, who were fluent in Shas. Things weren't commercial back then, correct. But every single shtetl had rabbonim, every single shtetl, he's speaking about thousands of shtetlach, every single shtetl rabbonim who were boki b'kol chadri ha-Torah. We don't have 10 such rabbonim nowadays, 15 such rabbonim nowadays, yet thousands of such rabbonim those days. Even in the Kailika America, when Rabbi Yoshua Ber came in the 30s, I'm speaking about 1933, he said he was able to give a shir in Yedder Noise, in Mizraim, Kodshim, Tyrus, and he would have a full bris medrash of people who understood what he was talking about. In the Mostik Valamdis. You don't have that in Brooklyn today. What Rabbi Yoshua Ber had in Boston in the 1930s, you don't have today in Borough Park. In Lakewood, you don't have it. To have a besmeidish in yedder noise, in yedder tchum, you have to speak tzredin in kotshim, tzredin in tairis, tzredin in the shverste sugis of shtoris, in nizikin, in noshim. Lomdim will be able to handle with you. Ach, halavai. We fell so far. And the nisyonis are so terrible. Olai lahokim, every one of you, the motivated, givaldik, good Jewish holy minds. You have to bring back a Torah to Yoshna. You have to bring back Torah to Klal Yisrael. Bring a Torah to the masses. In true lomdis, with the full tivkak, with full klarkeit. Every one of us has a tafkid. Olai lahokim. Every single Jew has a tafkid. Each one of you can become a Talmud Chacham, a Gadol b'Torah, a Marbitz Torah, to bring back Klal Yisrael back to what they deserve. To the sweetness of Havana of Torah, Olai Lahokim, Yed Yochid Kod. You have a tafkid, and you'll be able to live up to the tafkid. You just have to be focused on achieving that tafkid, and every single Yochid has to know Erhot a tafkid. He has a tafkid. Olai Lahokim. Every single one of us answered Amen. And Baruch Hashem, Divrei Torah, Azei Simchas V'Shalom, Or Asher Lo Yokim. Each of us has a tafkid, and we have to live up to that tafkid. Gewaltic idea in the Meshech Chochma, which I want to speak out the whole idea. You Mekatzer, just say the punchlines. He discusses on the end of this week's parsha. When Nosan Hashem Lachem Leiv Ladat V'Naim Liris V'Naim Lishmad Ayim Azeh, that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, the day of his death, Klal Yisrael lost Moshe Rabbeinu, but together with that, they achieved recognition of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vashgacha Pratis in a very unique way. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, he was still mocking to make a mistake, so to speak, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a certain spiritual power. Through Moshe Rabbeinu, they went through Kriyas Yamsuf, with the Mate, with all the Isis and the Moifsin. They miraculously had Mon every morning. They had a Be'er of Miriam. He had a stone simply giving water for 40 years for a whole nation. They lived in miracles. And it was Moshe Rabbeinu with the one wave of the Mat, this he spoke to the Evan, he gave a makkah to the Evan, whatever, it was all Nisa Nisa. Moshe Rabbeinu's death, like a regular human being, he crumbled and he died, proved and showed Klal Yisrael that all the Nisim were just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of doing it through Moshe Rabbeinu. There was nothing be'etzem that Moshe Rabbeinu had. It's nothing from him. He also died. Klal Yisrael achieved all different madrege in the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahalach, how he controls the world, and the Hakara and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis in every detail that happens in the Bria. There's a medrash that there was an argument kivyochol going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wanted to remain alive and go into Eretz Yisrael. He said, Erbono, the Eretz Eretz HaToyba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Vitalto Sheli V'Shelcho Kayemes. You mevata what I said, and yours is Kayem. Ani Amarti, I said, Vashmidei, by the Chet HaEgel, Va'ata Amarta Slachna. And I gave in to you. And what you asked was Neskayim, or what I originally said, I was mevata. Va'afachshov. Now, I'm mevakish l'kayim es Sheli, to be mekayim that I said that you won't go into Eretz Yisrael, levata l'shelcho. You want to have it your way to go into Eretz Yisrael? You're trying to hold the rope in two ends. You take that end, you can't take this end. If you want to go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mevatel slachno. And if you want to be mevatel slachno, then you have to be mevatel ebrono. All Rabbi Shob and Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu heard, Amalef Rebbeinu Shleilam, Yomus Moshe, let Moshe die, Umeyo Kayotzeboy, Letinozek Tziporna Shelechom Liyem. One fingernail of one yid shouldn't be Chas V'Sholem hurt. Rather take me. Zokt Meshe Chochma Pshat as follows. The Melchomis that happened in Eretz Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael were Menatzeach, the 31 Melochim under Yehoshua, in a miraculous way happened because Klal Yisrael's Hanhoga changed, and it was through their Maisim that HaKadosh Baruch would bring about the Yeshua. Through them being Meschazik in the Emunah and Bitochon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring the Yeshua to them. Moshe Rabbeinu was from Zera Levi, while Yeshua was from Zera Yosef. Yosef, see, that's a whole idea. But the Nekuda is, the power to conquer Amalek had to come in Zara Shel Amalek Nefel Ella in the hands of Zara Shel Rochel. That's why Yeshua was the one who was from Shevet Ephraim. He was the one who went out to fight Amalek back in Rephidim. And that's why the Sheirish Amaleki Yoshev Ba'aretz and the Lamed Aleph Melochim had to fall in Piyodayim Shel Yoshua. And Klal Yisrael knew that. And Klal Yisrael had to do their Hishtadlis, and the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't lead them was a reason for them to realize that through their own Avodah, they'll be able to achieve, through their Emunah and through their Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone across with them, they would not have been working so well on their Emunah and their Bitochen, and as in Meshech Chochmas Marech, they could have been nichshal in not properly understanding their tafkir of Emunah and Hakor and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis in the type of world that was going to be not under Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has to work on himself, that even though he has to be part of the physical world and seemingly do many things which bring about seemingly success and do ishtadlis for parnas or ishtadlis for any in yonei olam hazeh. But at the end of the day, he has to realize that the brach and the klala are tolling his maisim toivim. if Chas v'Shalom does Ma'isim Ro'im, he brings a curse upon himself. And he does Ma'isim Tovim, he brings a bracha upon himself. And that recognition and that submissiveness that a person has to the Tzivu Yashem, with that recognition that the bracha and the klal are telling in that, as we spoke out, that's the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, that is what brings a bracha upon a person. That's why Tamlichuni Aleichem and Rosh Hashanah brings upon a person a good year, a Shana Toiva. Kadesh, as the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah. That Avodah was only able to happen because Moshe Rabbein wasn't there. And they were able to come to that Avodah. And when there was a Haskhala of a Ratzon, of an Emunah, and Bitoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought up to them the Hemshech, a tremendous Hatzlocha, Siyata Dishmayer, and Neshgocha Pratis. Finishes off the Meshech Chochma. Just like that was true in the war of the 31 Malachim, it's also true in the Melchemes HaYetzer. In the Melchemes HaYetzer, a person has to be mis'er for tshuva and to make a decision that he wants to totally change his ways. Michad Gisa, if a person will think that he'll be the one doing it only on his own, it's almost impossible for a person to uproot every mashu of Sheirish Ra in him that came about because of his bad actions totally on his own. It's impossible. Because a person needs a Siyata Dishmaya, needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu to take him along the way. But a person can't begin with relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person has to begin doing the Avoid on his own. And that was just like Klal Yisrael went in there, Yisrael. They had to begin on their own to go out to fight, to do Milchama. But with that, they had to know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be with them. And yes, when they go out with the right emun and the right bitochen, doing the right darke ishtadis, being mekayim the tzivu yaboyra, going out to Melchama that they did back then, Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed their maisim with success. Says the Meshech Chochma, every single individual who comes to Melchemes HaYetzer, being mekayim tzivu yaboyra, yes, I'm going to fight. I'm not going to slip. I'm going to put up a good fight. I'm going to look into myself deeply what has to be fought and I'm going to conquer. He'll be blessed with Hatzlocha. And a person who truly has a true she'ifa, to truly purify himself and go out to Melchama, is capable of reaching the greatest madregas. Because he'll have Siyata Dishmaya just like Klal Yisrael, when they went out to Melchama, the Umenatzech B'derech Neis, the 31 Malachim. But it began from their own Avoida. They began going out to Melchama with Yeshua, not in a way of like Moshe Rabbein, which was a total Neis, like Melchemes Oig, Melchemes Sichon was a total Neis. There was no Hishtadlis mitzad Klal Yisrael. There wasn't any real Hishtadlis. There was no real involvement in Melchama. Moshe Rabbein went out, he took out an axe that was 10 amas high, he jumped up 10 amas, and he gave a knock onto Og Melech HaBoshon's ankle. The Gemara gives a whole description of how he went crashing down with a mountain on his head. That was not the regular way of Melchama. Yeshua went out to Melchama, it was the people who had to go out with Melchama, with the whole Seder of Melchama. That's the Mahalach and the Briya. Long term, and that's the malach. When we go out to Melchemes HaYetzer, that has to be the attitude. We're going out to Melchama. We're going to be makayim mitzvahs Melchama, and we'll be matzliach in that Melchama because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with success. The pasuk in next week's parasha says, in the parasha Satshuva, Umol Hashem Lekechos Levavcha Veslevav Zarecho Laavez Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafsh B'chol Man Chayecha. Says Rabbeinu Yoin on that pasuk that a person is muftach, that at Kama he does tshuva, and he does tshuva properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify his heart and change his essence in ways that don't even seem possible to a person. Eventually a person will be a change and a transformed person. Kasher ein yad tiv'om maseges. More than what naturally they thought is possible, or itaki is possible naturally. A person who goes out to Melchama and he does all that he's able to do to uproot ra from himself, eventually will be Zoyche, Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Mekayim with him. Umol Hashem Lekechos Levavcha, he'll transform him. He'll make him into a different person. And he'll be able to purify himself, Legamri, from any connection to Chet. Zoyche, good Shabbos.